views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another week of Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Huffman. But today, folks, Artie was pulled away from us again, and unfortunately, he sends his best and his love, but we have Guy Lazarus with us today. Hi, Guy.
Hello. Forced to do this again. The torture.
Don't listen to him. He had to twist my arm. No, what he sees in folks. Anyway, we're very happy and we're very excited to have Guy on because he is an amazing healer and he has so much knowledge to share with us about the art of healing and about being intuitive because he is very intuitive. I know he's a psychic. He never admits to it, but he is. You shouldn't be so modest. You're a very good psychic.
Can't give all my secrets away at once.
Well, he's an excellent psychic. And there's just one thing I want to clarify before we start the show, folks. On Facebook, we have a little error. Actually, it says that our topic today is to experience being in love. You need to take a chance. And that's with Artie and I. And that's going to be next week. But this week, Guy and I are going to talk about... Guy, you want to tell him?
Well, we're going to talk about, are you living in the past, present, or the future?
Question mark.
And we would really, really encourage people to please call in and tell us your stories.
You know, it's important sometimes for audience participation because then we get to be able to help you more. And you get to join into a topic that is you probably have a really good insight on. So feel free to call us at
800-930-2819.
Oh my goodness, it was in blue. That's why I didn't see it, folks. I'm sorry. We're in the studio and we're looking at a monitor and the monitor is in blue. The word was in blue. And everybody else's telephone number is underneath it in black. I just missed that. I'm real sorry. So the number again, if you didn't have a piece of paper and a pencil, go get it because we'd love your input. And also, if you want to call in for a mini reading, I'll be real happy to do that. So please do that for us. And I see we have somebody on the line waiting already, which is great. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you'd love to get a great reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And Guy's number, and he's an amazing healer, and if you'd like to be healed by him, and he has been working wonders with people I know, is 347-705-4503. And of course, if you'd like to get a reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. Okay, so we got that out of the way. So now, folks, are you living in the past, the present, and the future? And the reason why we ask that is because sometimes when you live in the past, you miss. Not sometimes, but all the time. You are missing the now.
Exactly. If you're living, you know, from yesterday or thinking about tomorrow, you're totally missing today.
And you don't want to miss the
Therefore,
now.
Therefore, basically missing your life,
right?
Essentially.
Of course. And, you know, sometimes it's so good to just forget about everything and live in the now because it's therapeutic. You know, your mind takes a sabbatical. It's a word that I
You know, as many healers and spiritual people have gone through, they say the strongest people have experienced the most pain.
That's so true.
And many, many spiritual people, healers, psychics, mediums, everyone has experienced some sort of pain.
And, Multiple times.
It just makes you that much stronger.
It does.
You know, I'm very, very thankful. You know, I've had a lot of crazy stuff happen in my life. And
yes.
I feel so blessed that I was able to go through both the good and the bad.
That's
because
so
without
true.
The bad, I wouldn't
know.
Be me.
That's true.
And this is what we're talking about, people.
You know, customarily, when we get together with other psychic mediums and healers and things, the stories that you hear, the atrocities they've been through, and I can tell you on behalf of myself, the things that I have lived through, Artie tells me all the time I should write a book. Because the things that I've been through, so many people would not be able to still be normal. And I say that loosely.
Depending on one's definition.
Exactly. It depends on your perspective of normal. But anyway, I wouldn't be where I am today had I not experienced the atrocities, the pain, the hurt, the trauma that I have been through. And like Guy, I too am very grateful for having the opportunity to go through them, not because of the sorrow and the pain, but to see how strong I really was and how strong my faith, my spirituality was, to rely back to that so that it grew in leaps and bounds at those periods of time.
I have to reiterate one of my favorite quotes ever by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And it goes, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yes.
And I live that every single day. I do not forget that. And if you people could just always remember that, your worst situation, if you look at it at a different angle, you'll see, you'll look at it totally different. You'll see the good in a bad situation.
I'll tell you something, folks. Sometimes when you're in a very desperate situation, let's say like losing your home, and that is a horror. That's a nightmare, especially if you have young children and, you know, you're doing your best to survive and you can't and you're losing your house. Where you say, well, where's the good in that? Well, there is good in that because you're getting a chance, a second chance to shake up your life and to go on a different path and to open up new doors for yourself that you would have not necessarily had the option to do if you stayed where you were. So even though that is a hard thing to go through and it is heartbreaking, think of the good in it. And I know it seems like it's easy to say.
It's very difficult.
It is difficult.
Deal, you know, I have a lot of clients and, you know, they don't really want it. I always try and bring out the good as fast as I possibly can. I will look for the good in their bad situation.
Exactly.
And many times they don't want to hear it because their mindset is just not there.
I get it. And my mindset wouldn't be there. I mean, I have been in that situation. I have been in that situation in my life. And I have been in just about every situation, good, bad, and ugly, that you can be in someone's life. I've been through everything from losing everything I owned to losing my son to, at this point in my life, being the happiest by speaking with spirit every day and helping others speak with their loved ones and connect and get a good grip on the future for them and being able to help them choose the right path. And that's a very important word, choose. Because I can't do that for you. No psychic, no medium in the world should tell you what to do. They should only give you insight about what is coming. You should always make your own decisions about how you're going to treat the knowledge that she gives you or he gives you.
Well, the whole thing with that is I do life coaching as well. And as you just said,
yes, right.
Never tell somebody what to do.
Right.
What you want to do is bring out the good in someone. You
exactly.
want them to, you want them to see it themselves.
Yes.
But never, as you said, never tell them what to do.
Exactly, folks. And we're going to take Patty now. But before I take Patty, I want to tell you something, guys. Pardon me. You know that last week I was on air and I told everybody that Harley, my beautiful fuzzy son, passed on to the spirit world. And his brother Weezer has not been feeling so good. He's been very listless. He's been not himself. So if you hear him barking on the radio today, I take him everywhere I go now because I don't want to leave him alone because he's been so miserable without his bro. So I took him to the studio today. So if you should happen to hear him bark, excuse him. We love animals, Guy and I. We feel that every animal is blessed by the Holy Spirit, and they're just, and they're even sometimes more special than people are. But I'm sorry if it does offend anybody. It's not meant to, but I have him with me because he's not doing too good emotionally. And being, you know, empathetic and being someone who can feel emotions through other people. What do they call it? An empath. I feel very deeply what he's suffering. Not only myself, but I feel his perspective on the suffering. So make a long story short, he's with us today, folks. So if he has something to say, he's going to do it. Hey, Patty, how are you, sweetheart? Thank you for waiting. What can we do for you today, love?
Good. How's everybody tonight?
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Yourself?
What can we do for you, love?
Well, you said your topic was, are you living in the past, present, or future, right?
Yes.
What happens when your past, present, maybe future, all collide? And that's my situation.
Okay. Let me say something about that. If you don't allow your past, present, and future to collide, and you give them all separate categories, and you don't lump them together in your head, and you say, this is the past, I can't change that. There's nothing I can do about it, so get rid of it. Guilt is not an emotion that any kind of God, spirit, the Holy Spirit, anyone up there wants you to feel.
All right, Patty, can you do us a favor and please hold, and right when we get back from commercial, you will be right back on, okay, hon?
Yes. Sorry about that.
All right, great.
Let's take a break. Okay,
thanks.
Folks, we're going to take a break right now.
We'll be right back with Guy, Sky, and Patty.
Yes.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us
that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts. We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers. Today with Guy Lazarus and Sky Siegel. We were just talking to a great gal. Her name is Patty. And Patty, you there?
I'm here.
Good. Now, you said that everything is colliding, love. Could you explain to me a little bit how it's colliding without getting too graphic?
This is a love issue. This is a first boyfriend from 30 years ago. We were madly in love with each other. We broke up as teenagers, lasted 3 or 4 years, kept running into each other in the craziest places unexpectedly throughout our lives, and reconnected and been in a relationship for 2 years. And it's on, it's off, it's love, it's financial, it's right now, I don't know what it is. It's the past. We talked about the future.
I get what
we were
you
supposed
said.
To have one,
I
and
said.
I don't know.
So, in other words,
I can't get this person
that,
out of my head.
Yeah, I could understand why you're feeling that the past is colliding with the present. However, we have free will. If by some chance your past has come forward to the future, and maybe in the back of your mind, subconsciously, you were wanting that to happen because you had issues that were not closed, not put to sleep. But if you find out now that you're two different people and things are not going to work out, then you have to go forward and recognize that. I want you to weigh the pros and cons. Recognize the fact that you're incompatible now, because there's no reason, just because you had something very special in the past with him, that you both haven't grown into two different people. So you have to do a little bit of
self-search. It doesn't feel like that, though.
You're still in love with him, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
And how is he feeling towards you?
Oh, you totally broke up. Are you there?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm here. You totally broke up.
Oh, I didn't hear a word you said. You totally broke up.
Oh, we broke up.
Oh, I'm sorry. So you're totally
Maybe I should put you on speaker.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're totally in love with him. How does he feel about you?
He's the same thing. I get the poems. I mean, he flies 1,200 miles every month, sometimes twice a month for 2 years to see me.
Okay. Well, you know, you're going to have to weigh the pros and cons in this situation.
Patty, I'm going to draw from very personal experience, recent personal experience. I've had the same type of situation personally. And sometimes, you may not want to hear this, sometimes things happen because maybe you had a question about it, and things happen to show you something, to finish unfinished business. These things happen. I know it's heartbreaking because it happened with me. It was back and forth for several years, just like yourself. And sometimes you just have to come to the realization. I'm not telling you to walk away and give up, but sometimes you just have to come to the realization. If you're living for today, think about today. Think about you. Think about what you're going through, what you want to go through, what you deserve, what you need, what you want.
See, now what Guy said is so true, what you deserve. I want you to put yourself top billing And I don't want you to feel like you don't deserve the best. You do. You do deserve the best. And if you're not getting 100% of the best, it's time to step back and analyze the situation. And even though it will be heartbreaking, there will be someone else to fill those shoes that will give you so much more, exactly what you need. You can't live in the past by remembering what it was. It was obviously something that broke you guys up in the past, right?
Yeah.
So, you know,
drugs.
Excuse
me? The 80s.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said the 80s, that's what did it, the drug era, the 80s, teenager.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well,
we were crazy.
You know what?
The 80s.
There's, sometimes you can go back. You can go, you could pull someone out from the past, and you could have all the fondest memories and forget all about the intense times when, you know, it wasn't going so well. We have a tendency to do that as human beings, to see the best all the time. But if it's not working for you now, it's time to walk away again. And it's time to say, hey, look, let me live in the now. Let me go out there and find what I'm really looking for before it's, I might miss what I'm looking for. So it's all up to you. What do you have to say about that, guy?
Well, if what I think is it ended in the 80s on a bad note because of the whole era, what was going on back then socially and stuff. And you're trying today to do what you wanted back then, but it didn't work back then. And unfortunately, it may not work now, but if the trick is here, if you don't release the energy totally out of your life, something better is waiting for you, Patty. But you need to release this in order to move forward.
And you know something, Patty, intuitively for you at a psychic level, I don't feel this going much further. I'm seeing a lot of pain on your end. And I'm also feeling there's somebody right around the corner from you. There's somebody right around the corner for you that is just waiting to enter your life. And without a clear, what would you call it? Without a clear way of thinking and without living in the now, you're going to miss that opportunity. So on a psychic level, I feel that somebody else better is coming for you, and not so long. I feel around Christmas or right after Christmas.
Okay. I wanted it to work out.
I know you did, sweetheart. We all do.
Everybody does, Patty, but unfortunately, and believe me, we're not trying to make light of this at all.
Not at all.
I totally get what you're going through.
And it's heartbreaking.
I've been there personally, as I said, and I know what you're going through. And the moment you set yourself free, everything positive is going to happen for you. I'm telling you, that's the way.
It's so hard to do that.
I hear in your voice how sad you are, sweetheart, and I will say a prayer for you that you're emotionally set free and that you can have an open heart to someone else, because there is someone else coming. And you know what, Patty? You're going to say someday, thank God I let this guy go, because I wouldn't be as happy as I am now had I not. So remember those words. And with that, I'm going to say thank you for calling, and definitely call us back and let us know how it goes. All right, honey?
I will. Thanks so much. Have a great night.
Wish you all the best, Patty. God bless you.
Thanks for calling.
That's appreciate it.
That's a hard situation to be in. I understand that. And it's heartbreaking. And in the moment, when we look at it, we feel like there's nothing better coming. There's nothing happening. I'm going to lose out. And it's not true. It's so not true.
Well, you also can't look at it as, some people might look at it as, oh, another failure.
Right.
A rejection.
Right.
You know, it's really, that's all ego-based thought.
Exactly.
And what I've learned is everything happens for a reason.
Without a doubt, folks, nothing is left to chance in this universe. Nothing. Everything is predestined. It's just if we're going to use our ability to make the right choices, because we do have that ability. Nobody forces us to do anything. We have free will. So if you contemplate and think and work from the heart and soul and your spirit, you will come up with the right answer for you. I trust me, and if you're honest with yourself, you will. We have Julie, but we have two more minutes before commercial break. So we're going to say hi to Julie and recognize that she's here with us. Hi, Julie. Julie, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Julie. How are you? Are you with Sky and Guy?
Okay, how are you?
We only have 2 minutes before a break, Julie, so we wanted to let you know that we're with you and we know you're waiting. But before we get into the meat and potatoes of what you want to get across to us, we're going to just talk for a minute about, you know, past, present, and future and how it relates to so many people and how we get stuck sometimes in any one of the three. So that after we come back from the break, which is now 1 minute away, we'll get right on to you, okay, honey? So bear with us for 1 minute, a commercial, and then you're on. All right, so we're going to take that break right now, folks. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Michael Shane Show the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Angels and Answers. We encourage everyone, if you'd like to call into the studio, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 800-930-2819. If you'd like a reading from Artie, who is very, very good, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. If you would like a healing from myself, you can reach me at 347-705-4503. And you can reach this wonderful woman, Sky. Would you like to tell them your number? Because I don't know it by heart.
Sure. No problem. If you'd like to get a great reading with me, and I really get down with you guys, the number is 908-500-1474. We were just introducing Julie to our show. Julie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
What can we do for you, love?
Oh, hi. I just had a question. I've been divorced for over 20 years. I've had a very bad marriage. Consequently, it's left me a little afraid of relationships.
Yes.
So I really haven't had a relationship, and I've been very closed. You know, I've had this wall in front of me for years, and besides, you know, trying to take care of my children and putting them first as a mother, you know, I think I'm at the point in my life now where I really would like to meet somebody, and I was just wondering if there really is. I think I'm a little open now, but I'm just wondering if you think that there might be somebody that, you know, might be coming into my life at any time.
Yes, without a doubt, without even batting an eyelash, there is. Absolutely. Really? I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you're not allowing the past anymore to stop you in the present. That in itself is tremendous. I'm really proud of you.
Julie, you did a very admirable thing by, you know, committing yourself to only your children, but now it's your time. Give yourself permission.
Yes.
It's okay now. It's your time to have your relationship, and you need your time.
You need to grow as a human being. Yes, it was very admirable to put yourself on the back burners, as real moms do.
Right.
But
I'm just, you know, as I'm getting older now, and I'm just thinking, is it too late for me? I guess that's what I'm worried about.
Never.
Absolutely not, sweetheart. Absolutely not.
Julie, there's people that meet and get married in nursing homes. They fall in love.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's true. I don't want to be that, though.
Let me tell you something. Love is endless. Love has no barrier of time, space, dimension. Love is love. That is the one emotion that can break every wall and break every scientific equation. And you are absolutely not too old. Absolutely not. God bless you, sweetheart. You got plenty of good years ahead of you. And it's good that you're open to finding someone. But I want you to do some reading. I want you to do How to Find a Healthy Relationship kind of book. Because being as though you haven't been in the circuit for a while, things have changed. I'll be quite honest with you. So I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared mentally. I want you to be prepared to know if you're getting wad-eyed. What I mean by wad-eyed is, like, you know, a swift talk. And, you know, you're falling for it. I don't want that to happen either, because you don't have the experience that, you know, other people do. Because, you know, dating out there is like speed dating.
I know. And I think the problem with me is that, as I said, it was a very, very bad marriage. It was abusive mentally and physically. And I think I was just so turned off, even though I tried to get out there and have a relationship.
Don't feel like you're in an isolated situation. There's so many women out there that have the same, have the same problem that you did. And because of the physically and emotionally abusive relationship, they're totally closed off to any other man because they feel that every man is the same. But it's not true. Mm-hmm. But to give yourself the upper hand in knowing whether you're being told truth or giving lines, I need you to do some research on books about dating and the human psyche and the male and female relationships today. And I want you to be educated before you go out there. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Right, right.
Give yourself an edge. Give yourself an edge. Learn how to deal with somebody that, you know, might be giving you a whole bunch of beautiful words and not really being so forthright with those words.
Mm-hmm.
I
have learned that, because if I hear something that I meet certain people or whatever, and my friends they'll say, okay, go out with this guy. I'm like, okay. And then I go out, and then he'll say some things that I don't think are correct or they're not really nice, then I'm out of there. So I have the habit of doing that, but consequently from doing that on and off, I'm like, what's the point in really dating? I mean, but, yeah, well, you know, it's, I've been really turned off. And as I said, now it's been about 8 years that I've actually dated. And I just feel, I don't know, is there actually somebody in my future now? And I think that's really what I want to know. Is there actually somebody in my future coming?
Julie, one thing you...
Just let me say one thing.
Okay.
Intuitively and spiritually, when you were talking the first time, you were explaining what was going on. The angels told me immediately, yes, there is somebody coming for you. So that wasn't even an issue. I didn't have to think twice. I heard it immediately. Yes, there is somebody out there for you. And they are coming your way. It's unlikely it's going to happen easily. And it's unlikely you're going to meet him on the first shot. But don't give up. Don't give up, because he's out there and he's coming. And when you do find him, it's going to be so different than anything you've ever dreamt that could happen to you, that I feel as though it's going to be just amazing. Mm-hmm. You can start with a great book by Patrick, C-R-A-N-E-S. Okay? It's called Betrayal Bond. Okay? If you want to take a minute and write that down, it's called Betrayal Bond.
Yeah. Betrayal Bond. That's interesting.
What?
That's an interesting title.
Yeah.
Julie, you need to really give yourself permission to move forward, because as you just said with that guy saying some things and it freaked you out and you basically couldn't wait to get out of there.
Right.
Not everyone is the person you were with 20 years ago. And you need to understand that.
I know you're going to have great success. And I know that there's something better out there for you, even better than you expected it to be. But I don't want you to get caught up in not being assertive either. Do you understand?
Right.
Because finding the right person, it's a challenge. You know?
Yeah.
But don't give up the ship, because, honey, it's coming. It's really coming. And I really feel very secure on that, telling you that. And let us know, please. Please read that book. Because I want you to be successful. Because I feel that you've been through enough. And I don't want you to have to wait 10 years before this happens to you. Read the book. Tell us. Come back on the show. Tell us what you feel about it. And we'll be happy to... find out what's going on, but I know somebody's coming. But folks, we have to take a break now. So we're going to break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
When I get old.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Sky Siegel and Artie Hoffman. And today, we are very blessed to have Guy Lazarus, who is an amazing healer. And I know so many people that he has healed, and they have had remarkable results physically, mentally, spiritually. He's also a life coach and a royal pain in the A.
Thank you so much.
I love him. That's why
the greatest compliment you can get from Sky Siegel.
I could only say that with the greatest of endearment and the greatest of respect, because we are very dear friends.
She's not too bad herself.
Thank you. So tell me, when people come for your life coaching, as they do, I also life coach folks, and I notice that most of the people that I speak with are absolutely confused on what comes first, the chicken or the egg. And by that, I'm saying, how do they get their life in order? What are the steps? That's the most critical question I get. How do I put one foot in front of the other? What do I do before this?
Well, if you're having issues, first, you have to identify the problem. You have to identify you have a problem. You have to admit that you have a problem. Then you have to identify it.
That is the most important thing, folks. Do you hear what he just said? Identify. Be honest to yourself. Identify that you do have a problem.
Right. If you're the type of person that it's not me, it's everybody else, no. There's a reason why 10 people aren't talking to you.
You think? I love this guy.
But you have to admit that, you know, you have to admit that it is you. You have to take accountability for whatever the problem may be.
And? So then what do you do?
Well, then you call you or I.
No, let's say they're, like, I know when people come to me and they're all for tumult, for a lack of a better word, which means all confused and mixed up. Like I said, first we have to identify the problem. Mm-hmm. And we're just giving you a little bit of insight that we would tell our people who come to us for life coaching, because honestly, folks, this is like, you know, a bonus today, because if you're thinking of going to a life coach and you're not certain because you're not exactly sure of what they do, we're going to give you a slight insight mm-hmm. on what we do for people.
Well, typically if they're coming to us, they know they have a problem.
Yes, correct.
It's the ones that don't go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. So I just engage with the people. I try and learn as much as I possibly can just by engaging in natural conversation with them.
Right.
You know, you want to hear the outline of their problem. But, you know, being intuitive, you could pretty much
grasp it before.
Within 10 seconds,
right.
I would say.
Right.
You know, that's the advantage that we have.
A lot of people come to me because, not that they don't know what they need, but they need permission from somebody outside of their realm or outside of their social network to give them the permission and to say, yes, you're right. This is what you do. Like, I've really never run into somebody who didn't have some kind of aspirations or some kind of motivational problems. A lot of people come to me because of lack of motivation. They know what to do, but they just don't put it into fruition.
Right. Well, some, you know, sometimes a lot of people just need someone to give them that little boost.
That's
that
right.
They need.
That's right.
As in relationships, you know, it has to be, it's give and take that way.
That's true.
One will always give what the other needs and vice versa.
And if you happen to have a partner who is the bomb, he's like the greatest or she's the greatest
ever. Oh, stop
ever.
Talking about me. No, really.
And but they're not fulfilling the need that you're hoping for, such as permission to go forward in your life. Because, you know, some relationships, one of the people in the relationship sometimes get complacent. And they're just satisfied with the way the relationship is going. And they don't want to throw a ringer in there. And that ringer could be exactly what you need to go forward in with your life. You, that just shake up those balls, you know, like in bingo. Just shake them up and see what comes out. But a lot of people, a lot of partners get to that place where, you know, they're happy just being status quo. They're complacent. They just want to live life as it is, live it out.
Well, very often it's both people, not just one.
That's right. So when you do go for life coaching, I like to say, if you do have a partner, to bring that partner like the second or third meeting that we have. Because it's important for you to be on board with each other. Right, Guy?
Yeah. Well, many people are very afraid mm-hmm. to express their feelings.
Right.
To the significant others. And then the situation escalates, and it builds up pressure.
Right.
What happens?
Explosion.
Divorce lawyers get wealthy.
Correct. But what happens is sometimes, even if it doesn't go that far, there's a incomplete feeling that one of the partners get. There's a feeling of maybe being pushed to the side or not being heard. And that can build, and that can escalate into maybe not divorce, but a miscommunication. So
yeah,
communication is important.
Communication, not taking each other for granted, never right. forgetting why you fell in love with that person to begin with.
Exactly.
And both people maintaining themselves as best they can.
Right.
You know?
And sometimes people come to me because they're not earning enough money, and they want the permission to say from a stranger, well, you're smart enough to go out and achieve your goals. What are your goals? And a lot of people get confused in the order your goals should come in on. And it all is a very personal, they're very personal choices because everybody's situation is different. If you're a young mother with young children, you're limited in your choices because of course you have to worry about your children too. If you're somebody who's middle-aged and the children are in school now and you're trying to get your life back together after a divorce or a separation, then that too is a different circumstance and your priorities lie a little bit differently. But the one thing I do tell everybody in a common denominator is make a list of what is very important to you being number one and very least important being number 10. And we're going to try and balance out from 1 to 10 the way your life order should be. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, it has to go directly from 1 to 10. You can deviate, you know, in each scenario where it could be a little bit different or in each case where, you know, it could vary a little bit because there's time issues, there's money issues, there's trying to get money for education or trying to look for a new job. Because some people are locked into certain positions, certain jobs, and unfortunately, it's very difficult for them to have the free time to get a better job. That's why we have a different set of rules that we give to people who want to move ahead in their career and feel stuck where they are, right, Guy?
Absolutely.
So what is your take on telling somebody how to get motivated enough to want to change their job or they feel that they're locked in somewhere and they don't have the time to go for a new job?
Well, a lot of it has to do with fear, really, fear of the unknown. And it's something that's so common with, I would say, 99% of people.
Right. Well, for our listeners, let's say they're in that situation where they're being taken advantage in their job and they have a very good career and they want to move along the ladder and they're not going to be able to do that in their place where they are now. What do you suggest for them to be able to keep the job now but look for something better?
It's really difficult to be, I mean, if it was somebody at work.
No,
you're
let's
not
say
getting along with. I mean,
No, that's not my question.
Elaborate a little.
Okay, so I'm so sorry. Let's say you're in a position where you're not going anywhere. You know there's no room for advancement. You need more money. They're not going to be offering you any money because your position is set at a certain rate. Mm-hmm. And you're working your full time and you have responsibilities at home and you just don't have any time to go ahead and look for a better job, although you're dying in this place because you know you could do better, you know you can get more money, and you just don't have the time to look.
Well, that's something you would have to really try and do it on the side, maybe take a few days off of work, mm-hmm. because leaving that place when you have responsibilities, financial responsibilities.
Yeah, that's not an issue,
not
you can't
thing,
do it.
Not a good thing at all. So I would suggest taking a vacation from the job. During that vacation, looking for something else.
That's a very good point.
You know,
during your vacation
day,
time, you could look.
This way you're not risking anything, you know, financially or anything like that.
Correct. I also suggest to a lot of my clients to manifest yourself an amazing resume and look for companies that are very high standard. And send your resumes out to these companies and wait to see who calls you. Do some follow-up work if you're not hearing anything back within 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Do some follow-up work. Send a letter after that and see the response that you get. But I know there was one particular time where I suggested that a girl did that. She was just so bent and so stuck trying to get the time to go out to find a better position, and she loved her career, that she was just so befuddled. She didn't know what to do.
You feel like you're trapped.
Exactly. So I gave her that particular scenario. I told her to send out some resumes. I told her to pick the companies that you would be your ultimate goal to be in. And I said not to disqualify them because they're so, what you would say would be more advanced than you feel you're capable of. But don't do that. Go for the places that you feel that you're not even qualified for, because you would be so surprised that you're not giving yourself enough credit. So go for those ones too. And I told her, go out there, put your resumes out, and lo and behold, within 6 months, she was able to get into a position where she was very comfortable making maybe 3/4 more of what she was making in her present job, didn't have to take any time off from work. And she found herself very happy. And I remember she had come back to me and she really thanked me amazingly. Folks, I have to tell you this. Today, we're only going to do an hour show. And when Artie comes back, he will discuss that with our audience. But we're going to be doing an hour show today, folks. So we're going to have to start wrapping up pretty soon, huh, Bob?
Yes, we have a few minutes.
We wanted to really give you guys an insight on a little bit of the past, present, future, and that you should never be stuck in the past. You should always try and shoot for the now.
Mm-hmm. And never worry about the future. In other words, think that something could go wrong, because it will.
Right.
You can't, because you can't react on something that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
And if you're thinking about the future, it does not exist.
Correct. You make your own future, guys.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. You can't say, well, what if?
Right.
And then react to it and allow yourself to live that way.
Exactly.
What if they say no? But they didn't say no, so why are you upset?
And why are you reacting?
Exactly.
And we also wanted you guys to get a little insight on what, why people go to life coaches, in case there was anybody out there thinking of going to a life coach. At least you would get to know if you're a candidate or what they do and the things they tell you. So we hope we shed a little bit of light on that too for you today. And of course, we have been very blessed to have brought you Guy, our amazing,
a pleasure being here again.
Our amazing healer. And if you'd like a healing with Guy, his number is 347-705-4503. And our blessed Artie, if you want an amazing reading, His number is 877-ANGEL-02. And of course, my number is 908-500-1474 if you would like a reading to connect to dead loved ones, or just know what's coming up in your future. Well, folks, another day has passed. Another Thursday is here and gone. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you, all your families, bring you the love, happiness, and prosperity you so deserve. And for another week, I say to you, thank you, and may God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye.
You've been listening to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.